Well, good morning. God bless you. I asked you to stand up. Because for the next 2 hours, you'll be sitting down. Amen. So do not think of going to eat for the next 2 hours, because we are going to go into a Bible study. We are going to go into the scripture. Now, the reason for that is that God has a word for somebody. There are people amongst you who are crying out for God, and God is responding to you. And God said, we should prepare you. You know, when a man is poor, you know, in my place, we say you do not give him fish. Because when you give him fish, you are not helping him. Because after eating the fish, he will be hungry. But we want to teach you how to fish. We want to teach you how to fish. Because if you can fish, then you will not be hungry. Now, God has shown us that many of you do not have a foundation. You do not have a proper foundation. And you know, coming in your midst and feeling and discerning what God is saying to you and your ability to respond to God, it is really very weak.
Saya observeran tugalan ingon sa tugalan sa Ginoo nga naay mga butang nga naa sa ato ang kinabuhi nga kinahanglan pa og pagbansay.
And there are so many things God will want to say to you. But we believe that there are some important fundamental things God wants to lay down for you. And like we said yesterday, I want you to write down the questions that you have. And then when we come back after we finish, you will have an opportunity to ask questions. It will be an interactive session. And then after that, we will break up, and you will have opportunity to come individually to this man and to ask questions and to share your experiences and to be prayed for. Because God wants to answer the cry in your heart. And God wants to minister to you individually. I was in your position many years ago. I was also in a Bible school. Although I did not stay as long as Brother Martin, who also was in a Bible school. By the way, they threw him out of the Bible school. So after this, you can meet him and he can share his experience with you. Now, I'm saying that so that you can relax. And to know that we are speaking to you out of experience. I had an opportunity to be a big bishop. So I'm not sharing with you what I do not know. And while I was still a medical student in 1984, you can have some water. Give him some water. Go on. Get some water for him to drink. Go on. Sorry. Amen. Are you all right? Okay. So I was also a medical student in 1984.
Nagtuon siya sa pagka-doktor sa medicine sa 1984.
And many of you were not yet born then. You were in heaven that time. Amen.
Amen.
I started my ministry as a medical student. I had big visions, big plans. I wanted to be a world evangelist. I wanted to have a big ministry. And then I organized a conference. Within a few weeks of starting the ministry, I organized a conference. While still in the medical school. And after 3 months, God had mercy on me. And He visited me. God told me He has finished with anything called ministry. God told me He has finished with the one-man ministry. It is old. The one-man ministry. One man as the head of a ministry. It's not in the Bible. That's what God told me. It was not a joke. I mean, it was a big shock to me. But I wanted to serve God. So I closed the ministry. And God began to speak to me. I didn't quite understand what God was saying. But one of the things God showed me was that I was not satisfied. Because I was born again, I was speaking in tongues, we were working in miracles, we were doing so many things as university students. I was preparing myself for the ministry.
nagaandam siya sa ikabulingon para sa pangrabaho.
When I get money, I spend it. I buy big books, big concordance, big Bibles.
Sa diha nga nagtrabaho siya, ang iyahang gihimo, ang iyahang sarapin at upanang sweldo, iyang ibalik o mga materialis para ka makatuunig siya sa kanang kasulatan.
My friends will use their money to buy cars, buy electronics. I go to the bookshop and buy big Bibles.
Ang kubanya ng mga kauban, dito nga, pag-aad, nagpalit dito, lain-lain ng mga salina, pero siya dito sa usap ka, nagtinda o libro, nagpalit siya o mga Biblia.
Because I was preparing for my ministry.
Tungkol kayo nag-prepare siya sa iyang ministry.
Where God said, there is nothing like your ministry.
Kanya, ningon na yung ginawa ito, walay, imong mga angkong makarihanan ng akong ministry.
I said, God, what do you mean by there's nothing like my ministry? I'm seeing all these big American evangelists.
Nakibalo ba na gusto ko nga mahimo kayo, kinila kayo na ebanghelista sa mga Amerikano?
T.L. Osborne, Kenneth Copeland, John Austin,
Paul, mga
Billy Graham,
si
Louis Palo, all those big men, you know.
Katuyang ipang istorya, mga dagko ka na kaayo ng mga ebanghelista sa...
I wanted to be like that. So, I know many of you have that kind of experience. So, I closed it. So, I knew God wanted to talk to me. And then God began to show me the problems in the church.
He
began to show me the problems with the doctrines in the church. God began to show me problems with the practices. And then God, most importantly, began to show me the problems with the structure of the church.
Ipakita sa siya sa Diyos may tungkol ang sa sistema sa iglesia na naimutan.
And God told me, if you do not have a right structure, everything is gone. Everything is wrong.
Ingon ang Diyos sa pagkaya, kung dili ang imong pagpulong malini, dili at kung dili magandit din siya at sakto, nang kinita ng mga hanaw lang kayo.
If the structure, if the foundation is wrong, the whole house is wrong. And, you know, since we have come into the Philippines, God has been speaking about the structure of the church in the Philippines.
Na may tungod sa mga sistema or may tungod sa estruktura diri sa mga kasimbahan sa Pilipinas.
About the doctrines and the teachings of the church in Philippines.
May tungod sa mga doktrina patulunan sa mga simbahan diri sa Pilipinas.
And most important of all,
o ang pinaka-importante kayo diyan ang tanan,
the apostolic direction of the church in the Philippines.
Nga ang pagtulunan gikan sa mga apostles sa iyong kabagiya niini sa kaiglesiahan.
Because everybody must have an apostolic direction that you are following.
Tungod kay gikinahanglan kayo ang matag usa nga naa kayo niana.
As a young man, I was born into a church that had a wrong apostolic direction.
Bisit usa ka batan-on, nagtuo siya sa usa ka iglesia nga adunay dili mao nga maong istruktura.
That is, when I was born again, the church in which, or the fellowship into which I got born again into, they were already following an apostolic direction that was in rebellion against God.
Mauna nga sa iyang nakaplagan, yung ato nga mga pahinuna sa iglesia, iyang nakaplagan nga dili na hinoon mutuman ang mga tao tungod kay ang ilang una-una katuraman na istruktura.
And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, let's look at that scripture.
Yes, 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians.
2 Thessalonians.
2 Thessalonians.
Chapter 2.
Capítulo 2.
It tells us the condition of the church. The church of the end time. The church that Jesus will meet when he comes. It is the condition of the end time church.
Second Thessalonians
2. Yes, I'm looking for. Okay, verse 3.
Versículo 3.
He said, "Let no man deceive you." So you see, that spirit of deception was talking of yesterday. Say, let no man deceive you. For that day, that is the day of the Lord, shall not come except there come a falling away first.
Naanang mga adlaw mo kinisira ang pagkabuti ni Jesus Kristo, aduna gayoy pagkapukan or pagbiyak gikan sa iyang pagtuo.
And that man of sin be revealed.
O kanang tawhana siya iga parayag.
The son of perdition.
Siya ang anak nga
Who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God and receiving worship as God and demanding worship as God. This is the condition of the church. In the Philippines. In Nigeria. In America. In Europe. All over the world. The end time church is in rebellion again. You cannot say you have not heard it, you are hearing it today. And I want to teach you step by step so that it will be very clear. You cannot say you did not understand.
Iyang hinahinayon gyud pagigsuon para hutong ngadto sa hutong para nga ang matakos kanato makahibalo gayon.
The Spirit of God is saying to you that there is a rebellion.
Ang Espiritu sa Dios nagasulti nga aduna gayon usa ka pagsupa.
And that rebellion has spread into the church.
O kana mao masinopakon nga espiritu nagakuyan ang kinis sa iglesia.
The major characteristic of the end time church will be rebellion against God.
Ang pinakadako kayo ka problema sa tapusan ng mga simbahanan is ining pagkapasupakon.
And the reason, part of the reason for that is that the whole world is rebelling against God's order.
O usa na lang ang mga pag-ila nga kung himuon nato ang mga butanga, gibutang din ha, o niya supakon, mingon na nga kinisya, gisupak nimo ang kabubuton sa Ginoo.
Many years ago,
dugay na kayo mga katuligan.
Before the foundation of the world, there was a rebellion against
God.
And the devil was the architect of that rebellion. That rebellion spread and came into the world. And that rebellion came into the Garden of Eden. That rebellion entered into the heart of man. And that rebellion has been growing in the heart of man. And right now, the rebellion is strong in the world.
Now,
in the Philippines, God says there are two principal spirits that rule this land.
Sa ilahang patuon sa Pilipinas, adunay duha ka espiritu nga nagadumala diini.
And these spirits were part of that rebellion of the devil.
Katuo ang mga espiritu, kabalin kato sa masinopakon nga espiritu nga nagadumala kaniadto pa.
Because when the devil rebel, there are certain strong spirits, certain strong angels that rebel together with him against God. And the devil promised them and did actually give out to them different principalities, different sections of the world to rule over.
Si Satanas mao'y nagahatak din nila permiso na ilang pagmamahalahan ngayon sa pagkadautan ng lain-lain hutong nining kalibutan.
He gave them these dominions to overshadow.
Iya kining gihatag nga pagulutan para nga ila silang pandungan.
To bring everything in that land under their dominion.
Aron madala niya katong mga tawhana masilupakon ngadto sa dapit kaniyang gi
in such a way that the inhabitants of that land will manifest the nature and the character of the ruling spirit over the land. The two principal spirits that rule over this land is the spirit of homosexuality, sexual uncleanness, the Bible calls it the spirit of whoredoms.
Ang Biblia nagayon nini o katong iyang isulti.
The second one is the spirit of religion.
Ang ikaduha, espiritu sa relihiyon.
Amen.
Okay, you agree with what God is saying that it is correct. Today, the world is casting off the restriction God has put over it. One of the most exciting news item event that happens in the world today is that the governments of the world are officially permitting homosexualism.
Ang pinakanako kayo pining atong mahibaluan o nagikan sa gikan sa balita nga ang mga pagtulaw ato sa mga giuyunan sa kalibutan nga aduna na ipadakrimyo mahitungod sa mga bayot.
The devil has sponsored some principal political agents to bring that agenda to bring it into reality.
Si Satanas mao'y nagaawon nagadasig ni Ana aron nga kini siya maimpusar gayud nini nga maong nasod.
One of those agents is the American president. The present American president and the prime minister of England. One of the major political policies is to make sure that everybody in the world practices homosexualism. So the nations of the world are ganging up to say God will not rule over us.
Mao na nga ang naaring kalibutan na mga igsoon, unsa lang ang naadinha, mao na siya.
They are challenging the authority of God.
Mao kini nakapaawa gayon sa pagkukum sa Dios.
It is a personal challenge to God.
Mao kini siya ang personal gayon nga pag-hagit nato sa Dios.
And that is why God has sent us to you.
Mao na ang rason nga padala usab si padala si Ginoo diri sa tuwa.
Because you think it is fashion. You think you are having a nice time. You want to dress nice. You want to look good. And the Bible says the times of ignorance, God has forgotten about it. God wants to wink at it. You need to realize that there is a rebellion. There is a rebellion in the heavens. And that rebellion is right in the church. Now, it's bad enough that the people of the world are turning against God. The fact that the people of the world are turning against God is bad.
Nagsulti nga ang tanan ng mga tao nga mo mubiya gikan sa Dios dautan.
But it is very, very bad when God's own people are also joining in that rebellion.
Dinakagilat sa labing-ingat kung ikaw ako anak sa Dios unya mo kitawin.
And if you know your Bible, every rebellion must be judged.
Yes, amen.
Now, when you go to the Garden of Eden, the Bible tells us that there was a rebellion. It was a rebellion of darkness. And darkness and rebellion entered into the man, into the nature of man. And yesterday, Brother Martin was telling us that man has three natures. That man has three dimensions. There are three parts to you, just like God also has three manifestations. And when we look at Genesis, we see that this rebellion entered into man. And God will give every individual an opportunity to address this rebellion.
Ang Dios bitagan niya o fundilga para na kini madiskubrihan kini spiritus o kamasinumbagon.
So in the Philippines, we are dealing with two main issues.
Dere sa Pilipinas, adunay duha ka mga issue nini.
There's a lot of moving around.
So,
let's try and be and be together. Now, in the Philippines, there are two principal spirits that we are dealing with. The spirit of whoredoms and the spirit of religion.
Espiritu sa hodo mo, espiritu sa rebellion o religion.
And the commission of God for the church in Philippines is to overcome these spirits. So the question is, how do you overcome these spirits? How can we overcome these spirits? Yesterday, we began to address some of those issues. And Brother George was here a few minutes ago telling us about some of these issues.
Si Brother George, nagsulti ka na tumintumot at
Now, I want you to turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1.
Sa Genesis chapter 1.
Genesis chapter 1.
Genesis 1.
Verse 26.
Versículo 26.
We do not have time to go through all the scriptures before verse
26.
Because Genesis chapter 1 is a summary of God's plan to deal with the rebellion of Satanas. Because in the beginning it said there was darkness all over. And the scripture tells us that the whole world lieth in darkness. Well, this marker is not very clear. Do you have colored? Do you have another color? Okay, none. Okay. Now, if you look at the board, this is the picture of the tabernacle of Moses. And Brother George was telling us about the book pattern. And in the pattern, we are told that there was a tabernacle, the outer court, the holy place. This is the holy place, and then the most holy place. But you see, that's really, I'm not going, well, God is not going to go too much, too deep with you, because we need to establish the foundation first. But you see, we are looking at the boundary of this tabernacle. And the Bible says that the whole world, is in darkness. That's what the tabernacle represents. If you look at the tabernacle, you see a white fence. This fence is white. If you see the tabernacle from far, the first feature that will strike you is the white fence.
naglibot ang maumputi.
And that white fence speaks of the testimony of righteousness of the church.
Ang kahulugan niya na kanang puti, mao kana siya ang istorya mahitungod sa pagkabataron.
Your relationship with the world is to judge the world and not to be part of the world.
Sa palibot o dili magtutuo, kinahanglan ato silang matunduan o madala diha sa Ginoo.
So in the world, there is a rebellion against God.
Sa kalibutan, adura gayud na daan ang masinupan kong Espiritu.
And God is calling you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
Ang Dios daga lukat ka nato o naga
So God is bringing you out of rebellion. You are coming under God's kingdom. In the kingdom of God, you do not have an authority. How dare you say you have an opinion? You want to have an opinion. In the world you have an opinion, but in the kingdom of God you do not have an opinion.
Sa kalibutan na kay imuha nga may tampo niya na pero sa kingdom sa Dios wala.
Because there is a king in the kingdom. And his word is law. But the devil has sponsored Bible schools, Bibles, ministers, and they are telling you, you can decide what you want.
Si Satanas nga
the devil has built Bible schools. Okay. He does not agree that the devil has built Bible school. But the devil, say it, the devil has built Bible school. The devil, Satanas, has built Bible schools. I know you do not agree. Then we will have questions. No, we will have, when it's time for questions, then we will deal with it.
Okay.
So you translate, then when it is time for questions, you ask questions, then we will answer. Unless you want to ask a question now.
It is not the right place now. We can talk together with the students. Possibly.
No. The Spirit of God is ministering. So if you have a question, then you ask that question. So what is the question? What disagreement do you have with that?
Because this is Bible school.
I know. That's why exactly we are teaching.
Yeah.
We are teaching that there is a rebellion in the church, and we have read it. Good. So we are talking about the rebellion in the church. And that rebellion is being propagated from the Bible schools. I'm not saying it is this Bible school. We were talking about the church generally. Do you understand?
Bible school man of this Bible school, and it offends me that Satan is building Bible school. It seems that you are striking me, so we just allow you to come here and
Yeah. Yes, you know, what you are saying is true.
Yes.
What you are saying is true, but the word of God is above you, it is above me. You understand? Good. So the word of God is not a respecter of persons. It will not respect you, it will not respect me.
Yes.
So if you have a question, then we can answer. If you have a question, then we can explain it. Now, when you say Bible school, in the Bible schools, that is where they have produced false translations of the Bible, where they have changed certain truths and brought out bad truths. It's from the Bible schools. It's from the theologians. Do you understand?
Yes. at this moment, to be honest with you.
Okay, let's. What he's saying is, he's talking about in general. So we will finish first, we will listen first. And then we ask
questions. Yes, so we're talking about Bible schools completely, generally. Now, so if the Spirit of God is speaking to you about your situation, you have two options, to repent or to reject what God is saying to you. So that is personal. So you put it aside and then the ministry can go on.
So, ni react lang one episode, no? React to this one, Jesus.
Since, okay, so somebody has a question. Let's hear the brother.
I think people opening our minds and our hearts, right? Okay, so.
I know God is doing things for all of us. And I request another pastor, I think Pastor Romero, pastor to win. It's so hard. I don't believe that the heart of Pastor, Brother Igmar, regarding this.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Just continue. We ask questions afterwards. So he's talking about the general Bible school. Yeah. So he's not talking this Bible school. He's talking about general. So we will finish first and ask questions.
Well, that's one option. The other option is that the brother, you can take a seat, another person can translate, and then thereafter, if you have questions, you can ask. That is one way of doing it. Because in the house of God, nobody is too big. So even though you are in charge here, you have asked us to come. So the right thing to do is, first of all, allow us to say what God is saying. Then you can question it. Okay, so if you are translating and you are questioning it at the same time, there's a conflict of interest. So that's what the brother is saying. So it's up to you. If you feel you can translate, then we'll go on. But you have the option to sit down and let another person translate, then we can deal with your personal issues later. So there are two options. So you can go on and translate, or another person can translate. So that's the option that the church is giving to you. Because God, Jesus Christ is in this room. Because where two or three are gathered, He is present. So you have a choice to make, to translate or to sit down. Except you are asking us to leave and go. Those are the three options before you. If you want us to stop and go away, that's one option. The other one is you can translate. The third one, you sit down, another person translates. So you choose one.
Okay, my darling. But I am going to put up the product of the Hatha Super Translate. I didn't know the Hatha, I didn't know. I'm going to have a chill over there.
Amen.
Amen. That's one option. No, not in my pocket. Natin pangunan ano, sa hindi nga mga teaching karon. Paikuron ko, pinapili ko nga ito na dahil mo mangutan na. Ikatulong option is, kung di ka mo o yun, papauliyon na ito sila. Okay? So, mga nitulong option. Karoon na to. So as I respect this brother, I respect this brethren over here. No, I know your hearts. But there's a thing that there's an issue that needs to be settled. First, it's my suggestion is you need to sit down first to the one who is in charge with the Bible said. No? The Bible says you tie up the strong man and then you can check all the horse also. It means to say that before we take this time, because we have a lot of time and you did not ask me, you did not share to me about what we are going to things with these people. So that's
it. Could I just say something?
Ask again.
Could I say something? I think that understand as what is being presented and to not take it personally.
Okay. Ang ilang intention, no? Ang ilang intention. Ila lang i-present. Dili siya sa intentional. Dili ko na intentional.
Amen.
Ano man? Ang rin man intentional ba? Okay.
Wala ka siya mag-inwag na Bible school.
Okay, no.
Wala ka focus. Oh. There are so many kinds of Bible schools.
Theology.
Iglesia. Iglesia, they have Bible school.
Brother Raymer, could you come up here, please? Brother Edmar, could he interpret as we talk?
Almost all the religions have their own Bible schools.
Okay, Brother Raymer, could you do me a favor and just interpret for me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, as you can see, we have a controversy here.
So, sa ito na matigdan ka rin lang dito mo rin gamay nga panba.
Brother Jijoki was up here ministering the Word of God.
Okay, sometimes si Brother Jokes nag-ministeryo sa iyong kolong.
And he made a statement concerning Bible schools and that the devil is in Bible schools.
Okay, nag-isulat ba lagi si Brother Jokes o kanang may tungkol sa mga Bible schools?
Brother Edmar, God bless him.
Ikson Edmar, ang Diyos nagpanalangin kaniya.
Felt it was a personal attack against him and the Bible school here. Brother Jokes was not saying that in his message. Is that correct, Brother Jokes? No. No, it wasn't a personal. He is trying to lay down a foundation of the condition of the church today.
Wala si Brother Jokes magpumbok din he, kundi nag-isgot lamang siya rin aron sa pagligon sa atong pundasyon din he, na Bible school.
I'm going to give you some examples of the devil in Bible schools.
Matag siya ihimplo sa mga evils, mga Bible schools.
In the United States, there are Bible schools that believe in the prosperity doctrine.
Wala mo koy Bible school dito sa US, matod pa niya nga ang ilang kong gitudlo dito, aron lang po mo asinso.
Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin.
Si Kenneth Copeland or si Kenneth Hagin.
Have Bible schools.
Na sila yung mga Bible school.
And they teach the prosperity doctrine.
O ang ilang sintro sa ilang pagpanudlo, maugin ang pagpauswag na doktrina.
You can be everything you want in God.
Ilang dikulo nga mahimong maangko nimo ang tanan, diya sa Dios.
If a Bible school is teaching a doctrine,
kaya kung ang Bible school, nagtudlo silang ilang doktrina,
that is going a certain way contrary to the Bible, then it's wrong.
Na mahimong makasupak na sa libro sa Dios.
Now, the Bible teaches us that we war not against flesh and blood.
O ang Biblia mismo nagtudlo ka na to na dili ta mosunod niya ng mga tawhanon nga paagi.
But against principalities, against powers, rulers of wickedness in high places.
Makigbato kita niya ng maong mga natang espiritu na nagpanglihok gayon.
So you have this certain Bible schools in the United States.
O mo nang alas sila mga Bible school dito sa Amerika.
What it is teaching is the doctrine of Balaam.
Balaam
doctrine.
Ang ilang pong napoy magustuhan dito nga ang ilang gitudlo ang mahitungos kang Balaam.
You give 10%, you're going to get 100% back.
Oh, naay na sila'y matod pa gipangtawag na og kanang amot og tithe bala sa ila unsa bala.
So this doctrine and these Bible schools are in error.
Unya kini maong mga pagpanudlo nining maong Bible school.
But if we believe that we're fighting not against flesh and blood,
apan kung nagtuo kita nga wala kita makibatok niya nang unod og
then the men that are teaching these doctrines are being influenced by other spirits. Now this Bible school here teaches about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, right?
Yeah.
We have a Bible school in the city where I dwell. And it's taught by the denomination of the Brethren. They're born again. But they do not believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They teach in their Bible schools that the baptism of the Holy Spirit only happened during the time of the apostles. So their doctrine is in error. Who got into their doctrine? Was it man or was it a devil? I can keep going on. Baptist denominations have their Bible schools, don't they? The Bible schools teach that it's the devil for you to speak in tongues. And they teach that all those that speak in tongue then are of the devil. So the statement that Brother Chijoki has said is true. And these are just a few examples of the Bible schools that are in error. Brother Chijoki also talked about the Bible schools that are changing the translations. In America, Bible schools are teaching out of certain translations that are way off from the true translations of God. Now, do you think it was man that changed the translations? Or do you think that the devil is working very hard to change your Bible? I'm going back to what the Spirit of God told me this morning when we came in here. And your wife prophesied it here yesterday. She said, listen. Now, if we get offended personally, we're going to close off our hearts from hearing from what God wants to say. And Brother Edmar, you know that we love you. We want the best for you. We're very concerned about you and your wife and the work you want to do. So I say in the name of Jesus, sometimes we feel upset. We got to just slow down and then think and let the Spirit of God speak. Now, we present this to you. If you are willing, we want to teach and then give an opportunity to respond. Would that be good? Okay. Brother Jokes, Brother Edmar would want you to come. Do you feel up to translating, or would you want Edmar, and then you listen, and so you can think, and then you can write questions down? You will interpret. Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Jokes.
Well, I take it so much personal, you know.
There will be more strong statements. Can you understand it?
He's saying there are going to be more strong statements. Can you handle it?
So I really think you should.
Yes.
I really think you should wait. Let another person.
First of all,
we are ready.
Amen.
Okay, praise God.
Let's just pray for Brother Edmar. God, we bless Brother Edmar right now. We know that he desires you.
Hallelujah.
We just pray you strengthen him right now, Lord, as he translates.
Hallelujah.
And that, Lord, you even speak to him so that he remembers anything he has doubt of, that he can ask questions at the end of this session.
Yes.
We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. You know, we all are learning. You know, I am also learning. So I realize that it's not very easy to receive a new word. Yes, thank you, sir. Many years ago, Brother Dusil, that you love so much, he came to the university where I was a student. And after 1 hour of preaching, I was completely destroyed. My theology as a young man was completely destroyed. So I know how you feel and how others feel. But you see, God is like a father to us. You know, when you are disciplining your child will cry, isn't it also? You do not, because of the crying, stop to discipline the child, isn't it also? Because the discipline will save the child. So God has sent us, it took me 21 hours of flying from Nigeria to come here. And you know, people have come from different places to bring this word. So we must tell you what God is saying.
Amen.
Amen. And because we're a family, you are free to, you know, it's good that people are expressing themselves in God. So we were talking about this tabernacle of Moses. And we were saying that the Bible says that the whole world lies in darkness. And when you look at the fence, the fence of the tabernacle is white in color. And that white represents the kingdom of light. And the Bible says in John chapter 1 that the light shines in darkness, and the darkness will not be able to overcome the light.
Ang Juan kapitulo 1 nagaingon nga ang kahaya nitungha dito sa langit ug ang langit wala kay madumilis pagkalayo.
So if you want to overcome darkness,
kung gusto ta na ma kagawas o ato magbuntot ang maong kamit-mit,
then you walk in righteousness.
Then magpuyot ta diha sa pagkamatanong. Amen.
When you are righteous, you judge darkness.
Kung natas sa maturan na ato hukman kung kinsa akatong maong sayo.
So God is raising a church that must walk in righteousness.
Ang Ginoo nagapadayon sa pagbansay sa usa ka simbahan na sama niini.
And light and darkness are opposite, isn't that so?
Ang kahayag o kamitil diri sila magsama.
And Ephesians says we should not have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
Ang balata sa mata nag-ingon na dili kita makabunga og maayo kung kita na diha sa kalimit.
So the church in the Philippines,
ang simbahan sa Pilipinas,
God is calling you out.
O ang Dios nagatawag ka nato nga mubiya kita gikan niini.
So you are like this tabernacle.
Pareha nini nga mao nga tabernakulo.
You are meant to judge the darkness.
Niata aron nga magtik-an dayon, magbuntog ang mao kalimit.
Your testimony must judge the darkness.
Ang ato ang testimonyo sa ato ang kinabuhi mao ni siya ang makapadlong sa kagitnit.
The Bible says you are the salt of the world.
Ningon ang Biblia sa suratan ikaw ang asin ng kalibutan.
If the salt has lost its savor, its power, then it's of no use.
Mawad-an og lami ang maong ang asin na wala na siya pulos.
So if you are going to overcome the spirit that rules over your land, you must come out from that spirit.
Ang pamaagi ka para na mahilikay kita gikan nini nga maong espiritu ang kinahanglan dayon nga mubiya kita gikan niana.
You must reject the spirit of religion.
Kinahanglan ato gayon isalikway ang espiritu sa pagkareligion.
You must reject the spirit of homosexuality. Because the spirit of religion is already in the church. It is religious people, it was religious people that killed Jesus Christ. The greatest enemy of Jesus Christ are religious people, church people.
Ang ginungdan nga nagadaot kay Jesus Kristo maot katong mga tawo nga naa ang simbahan.
Let's bring it home.
Adunay dad hon sa aton nga
the greatest enemy of Jesus Christ is me.
Ang pinakasayo o pinakadako kayo nga kaaway ni Jesus kita.
It's not, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me.
Dinilo sa sulod nato kita gyud mismo.
I am the greatest enemy of Jesus Christ.
Mao kita or ako ngayon ang pinaka dakot kayo or pinaka dako nga kaaway ni Jesus.
Myself.
Atong kaulingon.
Self in me is the greatest enemy of Jesus Christ.
Atong kaulingon.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us that in the New Testament that there is a new temple.
Ang balaan na sulatan na kasuntin sa matagos ka na ito nga doon ay bagong pakisaan diya sa bagong templo.
In the New Testament, there is a new priest.
Sa bagong matugon, ano, naadiha ang bago sa mga pare.
In the New Testament, there is a new covenant.
Sa bagong pakisaan, naadiha ang bagong pakisaan.
But the Bible schools, I'm sorry to say,
apan ang kasagaran sa Bible school or nagtuon sa Biblia.
And that was why yesterday I told you I am your friend. Are we still friends today? Amen. Because we will tell you the truth. The problem of the church is the Bible school.
Ang problema ko dinhi sa simbahan kining Bible school. Okay, Bible school.
Yes. So if you want to be in Bible school,
mola ko na ka gusto ka diha sa magtuon sa Bible school.
We have to go to the Bible to find out how a Bible school should function.
Kung kita na katuon man gani dinhi sa Bible school, kinahanglan gyud na makahibalo kita kung unsa ang gisulat sa balaang kasulatan.
So we will look at that later.
Ato na siyang
but the Bible schools are teaching that in the New Testament that the church is a ministry. The Bible schools all over are teaching that the church is a ministry.
Bible school nagatudlo nga ang simbahan mawala siya ang ibuhang ministeryo.
That the Church of Jesus Christ is made up of ministries.
Nga ang si Jesus nagpailuna siya og daghan ng mga trabaho.
That the Church of Jesus Christ is made up of buildings.
Nga ang simbahan ni Jesus dili lang tama sa mao nga building o kini nga mao nga lugar.
So when you have, when you belong to a church, then you are part of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So you have your church members. And these church members are under a pastor, one man, a pastor.
Nga kini nga mao nga iglesia tinahanglan naay pangulo niya nga pastor man or pastor.
And this pastor may have junior pastors, so he's a senior pastor.
Kunya naa na dayo mga gamay-gamay nga pastor nga pastorito ila pud dayon.
And this, they are teaching that the priest is different from what God taught.
Mutumlo dayon, mutumlo siya sa sayop nga ang pare lahi siya kaysa pastor.
In the New Testament, Jesus said, I am the temple of God.
Sa bag-ong natukon, kung atong tanahon, ningon si Jesus nga siya dayon mismo ang templo sa Dios.
And Paul said, know you not that you are the temple of the living God?
Si Pablo mismo nag-ingon nga wa pa kay mahibalo nga ikaw ang templo sino?
So we see two doctrines.
Unya ato ra gyud ang karon ang duha ka mga pagtulon-an o
doctrine. We see two apostolic directions.
Nakita nato karon ang duha ka apostolic ka pagpadudlo.
If you believe in the true doctrine of the church,
kung naman kita diha sa tinud-anay yung doktrina sa Dios,
then you will have a hope. Because if you are the temple of God, Jesus Christ is going to come into his temple. And he that has this hope must purify himself. That is the true apostolic direction. But if you believe in the doctrines of the Bible schools, that the physical building is the temple of God, that this table is the altar, what that means is that you will not keep this body holy. So the devil is defiling the true temple of God while you keep the false temple of God holy. So somebody can be living in sin, but he's a minister of God. Somebody has two wives, but is an elder in the house of God. Somebody is dishonest, but is the leader of a church. So we see that the devil has deceived the church. So instead of purifying yourself, even as you see the day approaching, you are working to have your own ministry. You are training to be a big minister. Your attention is on the outside. God said, I will dwell in you. He told Moses, build me a sanctuary that I may dwell in you. So can you see where we are going to? That there are two apostolic directions. There are two covenants. The old covenant and the new covenant. The old temple, which was a physical temple, and the new temple, which is you. And therefore, there is a new priest. And the new priests are the four natures in your soul. That is the new priest that God is
with.
The mind,
ang iyahang hunahuna,
the will,
ang iyahang pagbulutan,
the desire,
ang iyahang tinguhan,
and the emotion,
o ang iyahang pagbati.
Those are the new priests.
Mao kini siya ang bag-o nga pare.
Amen.
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 Amen. You're not answering me very well. Amen.
Amen.
That is the new priest. In the Old Testament, in the Old, Aaron was the priest. In the new, you are the priest. Not just you, your emotion is the priest. Your desire is the priest. Your mind is the priest. And your will is the priest. Amen.
Amen.
Do you see the difference? One young man came to Jesus Christ. He said, great master. I love Jesus.
I love you, Lord.
I love God. I want to do the will of God. Which is the greatest commandment? Of all the commandments, just tell me the greatest commandment. What was the answer of Jesus Christ?
Hallelujah.
I want you to think about it. The temple was looking like Jesus was in front of the temple.
Ato maong templo, pinayanan dito si Jesus dito sa maong templo.
Aaron and his people were there.
Si Aaron o yung katawan to dito.
Jesus did not show them the temple.
Si Jesus nagatanaw dito ka maong templo.
Because he is the new temple. The man who was asking the question was the new temple, but he didn't know.
ang tao nga nagpangutana ni Jesus, siya wasing ibalunga, siya ang bago nga templo.
He had a wrong vision.
Na siya ay sayog nga mao nga pagtan-a.
He had a wrong apostolic doctrine.
Sayog ang iyang hanggiya.
And that's how many of us are.
Mao ka na sagikan ang mga sayo.
We want to do the will of God.
Kung gusto ta magamsunod sa pulong sa kabubutok sino?
But we are going the wrong direction.
Kinahanglan kayo nga mawag tukitan niya nga mao.
Jesus told him, the law of the Lord your God.
Ningon na siguro siya nga ang balaod sa Dios mayo.
The most important.
Ang pinaka-importante mo ni.
Is your mind.
Ang ato ang huna-huna.
Is your desire.
Ang ato ang tinguha.
Is your emotion.
Ang ato ang pagbati.
Is the will.
Ug atong pagbulutan.
See, this is the first and the greatest commandment.
Ningon siya nga kini siya ang primero o pinakadako kayo nga sa aron pinakadako kayo nga mando.
So we find that in Jeremiah 31 verse 31, write it.
Sa Jeremiah chapter 31.
Jeremiah 31 verse 31. Jeremiah said, God said he will make a new covenant. He will make a new covenant. And that this covenant will be different from the old covenant. In the old covenant, the law was written on two tables, on two tablets.
Ang balaod sa Dios di sulat sa duha ka papan ka bato.
But when Adam sinned against God, darkness entered the mind, emotion, desire, and will of man.
Sa diha nga nakasala nga tumulang inikanan, ang kangit-ngit ni sulod diri upat ka mga hukom diri sa ato ang kalag.
The prosperity message does not address the mind, emotion, and will. It addresses your belly.
Mensahe diha sa pagkasinso lamang, dili sila mo tandog sa nining bahina, kundi ilang gusto magpusgol ang ilang tiyan.
And Paul said that there are some people whose God is their belly, who hate Christ.
Nadunay mga tao, ang ilang Dios, mao ang ilang tiyan.
But Jesus Christ was bringing a new covenant.
Apan si Jesus nagdalakan ato dito sa insakto o dito kayo sa bago nga
was bringing a new apostolic direction.
Pasigayon niya sa Dios ang insakto kayo na direksyon siya mo.
So if you say you are a Christian,
mao na kung kita mo yung mga Kristohanon ka.
If you say you are following Christ,
kung mayon ta na nagsunod ko sa Dios,
what you are saying is that you are following the new covenant.
Ang imong gingon nga kita nagadunod kayo nining bag-o nga mao nga pakis.
You are following the new apostolic direction.
Ni abot kita dito sa bag-o gayud nga pagpanudlo sa apostolis.
And that direction is that the four natures of the soul must love the Lord your God above every other thing.
Mao pagtulunan nga ang atong upat ka direksyon sa ato ang kalag moingon siya nga ako gusto musunod og nahigog mas Ginoo.
You are not going to have any idols in your mind, in your desire, in your will, and in your emotions.
Pasabot na wala na yung Dios sa ato nahuna, sa ato tinguha, sa ato ang pagbati o bisan pa sa ato pagbulutan.
So in the new covenant,
diya sa bag-o nga covenant,
the thoughts of your mind are more important than the sacrifice you bring.
Ang huna-huna nga naa tunoro na mo si pinaka importante kaysa mga sacrifice or halad lamang.
And Brother Martin was telling us about the machine. He has a special machine.
Gahapon nagaya trick ni Brother Martin isa nga naa siya kuno niya tunga mao nga makina
that can project our thoughts on the board.
Nga pwede mailhan or makita kuno sa imong huna-huna karon di gutom na ba wala.
But in the church, we are not interested in our thoughts.
Pero sa simbahan, dito sa interesado diya sa ibang huna-huna.
What is more important is your physical presence in the church and your offering.
Mahala na matulog ka din na kami mo ng simbahan. Mahala kayo kung saan lang dinaabas na kayo mo at tulogin ko sa simbahan.
Modern day Pentecostalism is teaching prosperity and healing and miracles and money.
Mga ang mga mensahe may mga basta kay mao ka lang simbahan na ay milagro na ay ayon kasi ang balatian kung saan lang tungi panimo unya mo asiso kas kinabuhi.
It is a deception of the enemy to make you live in the Old Testament in the time of the New.
Si Satanas may gusto niya nga tuluan ang mga tao nga mupuyo ka dito sa daan niya kung napagasisimas kinabuhi nga imong dalong hindi sa bago.
So you are thinking of what to eat, what to drink, the car to drive, the clothes to wear, and you forget the cleansing of your soul.
Mao na nga at imanon lamang mao katong ihang kawali mo sinina ay ihang ipagsulog din ha, pero nagpabilin ang pagkadautan nga naa sa ihang sulod.
So we see that when we come into this tabernacle,
ako makita din niya sa samtang kita ni abo kini nga mao nga lugar.
The first experience,
ang primero na to nga masinatian,
is the judgment of our hearts.
Diha hukman gayud ang atuang kasing-kasing.
So when you come to God, you say you want to be born again.
Imo makita rin ha ni adto ta sa Dios gusto tang matawag usa.
Is that you are bringing an offering to God?
Ang nahitabo ninyo nga imo kining gidala ka halag kadto sa Ginoo.
This offering is no longer a goat or a sheep or an animal. It is your soul that you are bringing to God.
O kini nga mga sakripisyo mga igsoon, dili kasama kaniadto nga mag-ihaw sila mga mananap kandi may unsang bina, kundi mao kini siya atong kalangan gidala nato ngadto sa Ginoo.
In the Old Testament, the offering was not personal. The offering was separate from the person who was bringing the offering.
Sa daan na tugon may sun, baan nila isa pa yan, magpalayo siya, basta kayo ay hala dito, okay na na.
But that's what the Pentecostal church is teaching.
Pero mao ka nang yapon ang gitulog yapon sa mga Pentecostal.
You give God a big offering, God will approve you.
Ingno na yun na, basta kayo, muhatag lang ikaw, halag wala na nang gumbano, muhatag lang kayo, ang ginoon mo panalangin na ginimo.
In some churches, if you pay a big offering, they give you a special chair in front of the church.
Sa simbahan, basta kay katubani maghihatagon, iyan dito ang atiman ng rumayo, ipaingkod dinir sa taliwala.
In some churches, they have 100,000 peso, 1 million peso chair, and each one has, you know, according to the blessings.
Iyan ang markahan na doon, kung itong muhatag o kusang milyon, din ikaw, din iya, kung nilibo, din iya, maginatusan, din iya, basta kamo.
So if you are from a poor country like Nigeria or Philippines, one of the most lucrative jobs is to be a pastor. Because people will bring money. So you sell blessing for money. And why they are doing that? Iniquity and ungodliness is multiplying in the church. They are not interested in that. And that is why God has brought a war to this Bible school. Do you hear what I said? That is why God has brought a war to this Bible school. It's not just Bible school. God is talking about you. He's talking about me.
School by soul, tungkol kay Dinisya, wala man magatulo og
The Bible says, let every man examine himself. In Revelation chapter 11, it says, measure the temple and measure the altar. In the Philippines, God is measuring the temple and the altar and the sacrifices. These offerings that are being brought, are they the old offering or the new offering?
Ibo makita din ata tong daan nga klase sa paghatag o bag-ong klase sa paghatag.
Because the new offering
tungod kay sa bag-ong paghalad
is the soul.
Amen.
Ang atuan na yung kalag.
Amen.
The mind, the will, the emotions, and the desire. That is the new offering.
Yes, ato na una, tinguha, bisa sa ato ang pagbulungan.
That is the word that we are bringing. So the word is not against any individual or against this Bible school, but God is giving you and me an opportunity to examine ourselves. Because the word of God is to bring repentance to us. If we have not been doing this, then God is giving us an opportunity to repent. And where it is not very clear, then we can ask questions and God will help us to answer them. But I want us to read verse 26 of Genesis 1. I'm trying to look at the time.
Sa Genesis kapitulo 1:26.
So it's we just passed 12 o'clock. We have still not reached 1 o'clock. So we'll just take a few, we'll take a few minutes. What? Okay, we have just, it was 12:58, now it's 1 o'clock. Amen. My time was 2 hours. And we used a few minutes to settle how we are going to preach. So the 2 hours started from when I came the second time. Today is my last day here, so you are going to give me some time. Amen. say praise the Lord. Okay, good. So just let's go on a little bit. Because what we have been discussing is just the introduction. Because you must know how you can be a priest. You must know how to overcome the homosexual spirit in Butuan. Because I have looked around Butuan. I have looked around Bangunay. I have seen two things. The spirit of whoredom and the spirit of religion. So how can we overcome? How can we keep our vessel clean? How can we live an overcoming life? And how can we overcome religion, the spirit of religion? And that's why we have been trying to give you stories and give you examples in the Bible and from our own life. So we have tried to make it practical so that you can see the examples that are in the Bible and in our own life also. Okay, so let's go to Genesis and then we will begin to address the situation of the soul. Because I don't have much time, I will give you the scripture, you write it down, then I will tell you the scripture. I may not have time to read it. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible says there are four natures you must overcome. It talks about the nature of the fish that is in the sea. It talks about the nature of the bird that is in the air. It talks about the nature of the creeping things. The serpent is one of those creeping things. When some of us are dancing, we're dancing like this. Do you know what that means? It's a spirit of seduction. You are transmitting and releasing the spirit of seduction upon the congregation. So the Bible says you must overcome the creeping nature. And then the fourth one, you have to overcome the nature of the wild beast, the four-footed creature, the animal and the beast. Now, a Bible student will ask the question, because I will normally ask God the question, what is the relationship of my soul with creeping things, with birds, with fish, and with other things? Is that not a logical answer, a question to ask? And if you want to understand it, then you know you have to walk in the new covenant. The new covenant is built on one major foundation. And that foundation is revelation and discernment. What does the new covenant say? Say, I will put my law in your inward part, in your heart, in your soul. God says, I will now put write my law in your mind. And that nobody will need to go to his brother to ask him to teach him about God, because he said, you all will know me.
Buti pa sa punya na hindi lang kita magsaligan kung sa pagkulili ikaw o ako kayo mismo mangutana na ito sa Diyos kung kay ang Diyos man naghibalo kayo kanimo.
What that means is that in the new covenant, God will come to you personally and reveal himself to you.
Buti pa sa punya na ang Diyos kayo ano na kay ang ano na nakita'y katakos na maka
in the old covenant, God will talk to Moses. Moses will go and talk to the people. But in the new, God comes to you directly. That is why you do not need a pastor. You don't need bishop. Every man can go to God and receive a direct revelation from God. The word of God is broken to your heart, revealed to your heart by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is your teacher. So you ask the question, what is the need therefore of the ministry and the leadership in the church? The purpose of the gathering of the people of God is to provide a platform so that God can come to the individuals and manifest himself to them. The purpose of the leadership is to make sure that there is a conducive atmosphere and situations for God to walk and reveal himself to his people individually. So God is not in the church business. But God is in the business of revealing himself to the soul. Anywhere you are, God can meet you and reveal himself to you. If two of us go up to the mountain, God will come there and reveal himself to you. If you are in an air conditioned room, God will come there and reveal himself to you. If husband and wife are in their room, God will come there and reveal himself to them. But the Bible schools and the Pentecostal church is teaching that the house of God is a building.
Ang sayo ka pagtulunan diha sa Bible school kun moingon na rayon nga ang pinakaimportante ang lugar nga din kita nagapahiluna.
The house of God are the souls.
Ang balay sa Dios tao gayon mao ni sa ato ang kalag.
And wherever God will find the souls, God will flow and God will walk.
Amen.
Wherever he finds the souls.
Basta kay itugay ang dato pagaling magsun ang Dios sa iyo magapahiluna ini tanan sa ato ang kalag.
So he said, do not spend too much time forming your ministry. God has gone beyond ministry. In Nigeria, some people go to the bank and take a loan from the bank to start their ministry.
Maglong sila niya tapos pagkuha na sa ilang loan, magsugod na lang
Because it is a business. When the business has grown and matured, they go and pay back the loan. That is not the church of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the foundation of God standeth sure. And that is why God is speaking to those of us in Bible school. God is speaking to those of us who are ministers and leaders in the church. To examine our hearts. Examine your motivation. Why are you in this Bible school? If it is to start your own ministry, there is no vacancy for you. God has already finished with church business. Why do you want to enter church business? But there is a vacancy. God says, I want to dwell.
Amen.
I want to dwell in you. You are my dwelling place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if I am in your shoes, as I was in your shoes many years ago, sixty-one years of ministry. He came, Brother Mark.
Oh, si Brother Mark, boy pinaka tigulang.
I was in the medical school. He came and he destroyed my ministry. And while I was trying to recover, Brother George came and finished the job. All my ambition was destroyed. God said, there is no job for you as a pastor. There is no job for you as a bishop. But I have a job for you. I want you to set up a platform for me. Create an environment where people can come and hear this word. If I was in your shoe, I tell you what I did when I heard this word. I told my friends, I said, God is doing something new. We cannot miss the opportunity. And while we are still in the medical school, in 1986, 2 years after God said close their ministry, we started a New Testament fellowship. No pastor. Amen. No pastor. And from 1986 to 2013, how many years, Brother George? For 27 years I have been in the fellowship, there is no pastor. We have elders. Out of the eldership, God has raised ministries. Many of us have grown in ministry, but we do not have any church. We do not have any ministry, but we have grown in ministry. Do you understand the difference? We minister under the church. We are submitted to the church. Most importantly, we are servants and slaves of the church. We are not above the church, we are under the church. That is the structure of the New Testament church. The leaders in the New Testament church are servants. There is a greater position than being a servant. Hebrews 4 says a son is better and bigger than the servant. Hebrews 4 says that Moses was a servant, but Jesus was a son in the house. So choose. You want to be a servant? Me, I want to be a son. And the Bible says that there is a priest that is made up of sons of God. That Jesus is the Son of God and he abided a priest continually. The Bible says, this day have I begotten you to be my son, and I have called you to be a priest according to the order of Melchizedek. God is offering something to you. It may be hard for you, but God is calling you to a higher work. God is calling you to be a son. And the son will abide in the house forever. Which one will you be? Will you choose to be a servant or to be a son? The Bible says that Jesus has come to make us sons, to bring many sons to glory. So we are talking about these four natures. God says, I will make a man. And this man must have dominion.
Amen.
Over the fishes in the sea. The fish speaks of a nature. And that nature is important in Philippines. The nature of the fish is very, very important in Philippines. The nature of the fish speaks of the nature of the emotions.
ang kinaiyan sa maong na isda, nabuti pa sa buti na nagkinaiyan kini sa usap na kinaiyan.
It speaks of the nature of the emotion.
Kinaiyan kini diha sa mga pagbati.
In, well, I have to give you the scripture. Because we don't have time to say everything to you. So we want to give you keys and principles that can help you to study for yourself and you can know what God is saying to you. There's a young man that had a vision. And the name of that young man is Peter. Peter was in a vision, You find it in Acts chapter 10. That's where you find the story. In Acts chapter 10, Peter had a vision. He saw something coming from the heavens. The heavens were opened to Peter. Another young man also in the Old Testament had a vision. The heavens were open to him. Another young man called Paul had a heavenly vision. Don't you understand? And in Peter's vision, he saw something coming down that had all manner of beasts were inside. In Ezekiel's own situation, he saw fire coming out from the north. You find that in Ezekiel chapter 1, Ezekiel chapter 10, that's where you find it. You see another young man called Isaiah. He too had the same vision. Don't you understand? So everybody is seeing the same apostolic direction. Both those in the old and in the new, in the spirit you see the same thing. Ezekiel saw four living creatures coming out from the fire. He saw a lion. He saw an ox. He saw an eagle. And he saw the face of a man. And God told him that that is the nature of the soul of man. So we know that the ego represents the mind. The desire is represented by the lion, by the face of a man. Why the lion represents the emotion and lust. And then the ox represents the nature of the will. So Peter saw this vision coming down from heaven. And God said, "Rise, kill and eat." Say, "God, I do not eat things that are unclean." And God told him, "The things that I have cleansed, do not call unclean." What was the message? What was the message God was telling Peter? God was comparing the Gentiles to these unclean animals. Isn't that so? So you accept it. So we know that the natures of the soul are represented in the Bible. Everywhere in the Bible you see the different natures of the soul. And in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the word of God is very clear. God is saying, you as an individual, you must overcome. And the word that we're bringing to you is that in the Philippines, there is a spirit that you must overcome. Let me read one more scripture for you in Hosea, the book of Hosea, chapter 4 and then chapter 5. I'm trying to round up, so just be patient. In the next few minutes we will close. We're trying to look at principles that will help us to overcome. The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 5, verse 4 says, they will not frame their doings to turn unto their God, for the spirit of whoredom is in the midst of them, and they have not known the Lord. Hosea chapter 4, 5, verse 4.
Hosea chapter 5, verse 4.
So the spirit of whoredom is here in the soul.
Hosea capítulo 5, versículo 4. Ang ilang binuhata nagpugong kanila sa pagbalik nato sa Dios. Ana kanila ang kaulagan sa pagsimba mga Dios-Dios, ug wala sila makaila sa Ginoo.
Okay, so this scripture is saying that there is a spirit that is within the soul. He's saying in your own experience that there is a spirit that is walking within your soul. That is responsible for your culture. Here we see the men dressing like women, and we see the women dressing like men. The Bible says there is a spirit responsible for that culture. All over the world, everybody knows. You come to Philippines for sex tourism. Is that correct? Is that correct? Why do you think that is correct? Is that experience also in the church? Do you have that problem in your emotions? God is saying to you, you must have dominion. You must have dominion. If you are going to have dominion, you must overcome that spirit of whoredom. Amen. So if you want to have dominion, you must come to the brazen altar. This brazen altar represents the four natures of the soul.
Kining tumbaga na halaran o kilisya kining mga naan niyan, both
There is one powerful instrument that has been given to you to overcome, and it is the blood of Jesus Christ. But many of you are not using the blood. In Revelation 12, the Bible says they overcame by the blood. If you want to overcome, you must apply the blood in your mind. You must apply the blood in your emotions, in your desire, in your will. That is how to overcome. The other way to overcome is to overcome by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 8, you can write it down, that when they are going to dedicate the priest, they will bring the Aaron and his sons, and they will apply blood on their ear, on their thumb, and on their toe. The toe represents their work, their conversation, their life, their lifestyle. The finger represents their service and offering and worship. And the ear represents the ability to hear God and to respond to God. I know God is saying some of you need to be consecrated. You need to have the blood applied in your work. Some of us, our work is not clean. You have one wife or two wives, or you have a girlfriend, or you have those kind of sexual activities going on. God says you must repent. Some of you, your children are wild. You must bring blood to it before you talk of anointing, because they will put the blood, then they will put the oil on top of the blood. The anointing will not come unless there is a cleansing. So you must come to the place where blood must be applied. And the Bible said that when I see the blood, I will pass over. So the children of Israel said, put the blood on the lintel and on the post. Blood must be applied on the mind. If you want to overcome, you must reject Filipino. You must realize that in heaven there is no Filipino, no American, no Nigerian. There are only Christians in heaven. You must reject the Filipino spirit. You cannot submit to the spirit and also overcome the spirit at the same time. So you must reject the spirit in the nation. You must reject the spirit in your tribe. Whether you are Visayas or you are Negrito or you are whichever one, you must reject it.
Mm-hmm.
And like Moses, you must reject the family spirit. Some of us, divorce runs in our family. Some of us, homosexualism runs in the family. Your uncle abused you when you were small. You have not told anybody. Your auntie abused you when you were small. You have not told anybody. Some of us have been raped and we have not told anybody. Some of us have been involved in sexual uncleanness, even in the church, we have not told anybody. You must bring the blood on top. You must come to the blood. You must bring it under the blood. And the Bible says that there is a fountain that has been opened for Emmanuel. That fountain is for sin and for uncleanness. That is at the brazen altar. Jesus has come as a lamb to wash us. Some of us, we were church members, but we have not been born again. You are born again when the blood is applied to your soul. And that blood washes away the sins. And breaks the power of sin. Then you know you have made a covenant. Then you can move forward. You can move forward to the place of consecration, where there is a separation. You begin to separate from the ungodliness of your situation, of your society. The women must stop wearing trousers. It is a homosexual spirit. The Bible says that the men should not wear women's clothes. The women must not wear men's clothes. So you must walk in consecration. And your children must begin to dress differently. You must start it in the church. I've seen old women wearing shorts on the streets of Butuan. It is a homosexual spirit. It is not a surprise that their daughters are struggling with homosexual thoughts. Their sons are struggling with homosexualism. With pornography. With pornography. The ministers have a problem. Pastors' wives are in trouble. Because they cannot talk. They cannot talk. If they talk, the church will close. So the church in Philippines must wake up. The problem is not Bible school. The problem is that the soul has been neglected. We must go back to the origin. And we must present our soul to God as a dwelling place. Holy. Cleansed. And finally, Paul said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your soul as a living sacrifice. That is the word God has brought to you. And it's something for you to consider and to make a response. We apologize if it has been very hard. And we want you to forgive us if it has been hard. But you need to make a response with God. So that means your wardrobe is going to change. Your relationships will change. Your motive will change. Your ambition will change. Your career will change. God is going to start something new. And out of this, God is going to raise an army in Philippines. An army of young men and women who know the word of God and the vision of God. And God is going to use them to bring deliverance to others. Not as pastors, but as sons of God. Amen.
So we have snacks and lunch.
We'll pray first before we go for lunch.
Okay, we pray.